On Capitol Hill, efforts to reach agreement on a bill to add prescription drug coverage to the Medicare program have hit a snag. House and Senate Republican leaders now say they'll try to resolve the last remaining issues in an effort to wrap up their work by Thanksgiving. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Speaking to senior citizens in Orlando, President Bush urged House and Senate negotiators to step up the pace in resolving differences between bills each chamber passed back in June.
The House and the Senate must resolve their differences and get a bill to me for the sake of America's seniors. I call on the United States Congress to get the job done.
But back in the Capitol, resolution was in short supply. House and Senate Republican leaders thought they'd overcome the biggest hurdle Tuesday night. They cut a deal with the only two Democrats who've been part of the 12-member negotiating team. The centerpiece of the deal turned a House-passed proposal to require head-to-head competition between government-run Medicare and private health plans into a 6-year pilot program instead, a demonstration. But when they took the plan back to the negotiators, it was not greeted with entirely open arms. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist conceded as much last night when he emerged from a full day of talks empty-handed.
We made tremendous progress today in improving the initial proposal that was put on the table. No agreement was reached at the end of that meeting as to the final structure of that demonstration program.
A key problem was the opposition of the chairman of the conference, California Republican Congressman Bill Thomas. Thomas, who helped develop the competitive concept known as premium support when he chaired a bipartisan Medicare commission 4 years ago, said he's willing to turn it into a demonstration. But he said this particular demonstration was written to fail.
At the very least, if it's a demonstration project, it should be a fair and reasonable attempt to demonstrate the appropriateness or the inappropriateness of this cost control mechanism.
With the negotiators at a stalemate and with time running out to get the bill done in time for a planned Thanksgiving adjournment, Frist announced a change.
We will, as leadership, the Speaker and I, or leadership on both sides, will address how far we have come today and make final decisions on that aspect of the bill as well as others and present it back to the conference.
But finding a bill that can win support of enough conservatives in the House and Democrats in the Senate remains the holy grail of the Medicare debate. While the conferees were arguing behind closed doors, Senate Democrats were decrying the deal cut by two of their moderate brethren, Montana's Max Baucus and Louisiana's John Breaux. Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy, whose support is considered pivotal to getting a bill to the president's desk, said the proposed demonstration of a competitive model for Medicare would subject too many beneficiaries to potentially much higher out-of-pocket costs.
This program is untested, it's untried, it's unworkable. It's playing roulette with the lives of our senior citizens. And what we ought to be about in the conference is working out a prescription drug program, not undermining Medicare.
And Democrats criticized the senior group AARP, which participated in the negotiations with Baucus, Breaux, and Republican leaders. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle was among them.
Why AARP has caved to the pressures, and I think that they have been pressures that they have endured from the Republican leadership, why they've caved in this regard is something I can't understand.
AARP, however, issued a statement defending its decision to try to find a compromise, but the group, like most members of Congress, said it won't make a final decision on whether to lend its official support until it sees a final bill. And that's not likely until sometime next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.